everybody. Welcome to the A Caring Podcast. I'm your host, Mia Arrington, and here's your co-hosts.
My name's Aiden.
Courtney Russell.
Evan Neary.
Sydney McAfee.
Per Patel. And I want to welcome everyone to our episode one to the A Caring Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about and introducing the organization we got, which was A Caring Place. This organization basically does Zoom calls every Saturday with elderly people and volunteers, kind of just talk about what they did in the week. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about our experiences. So to transition, I know that like when we did our list for the organizations, A Caring Place wasn't number one in everyone's, but we all are here now, and we've done like some volunteers. So what's everyone's like initial thoughts?
I'm really happy with how the educational aspect of the organization is approaching things. We listen to TED Talks and have guest speakers. And the goal of A Caring Place is to combat isolation in elderly populations. And so this kind of thing is just bringing everybody together in a community.
I really like how they have all of the elderly people. It feels more like they're there to meet each other and be friends together. They're not just there to listen to the TED Talk and hear from guest speakers. They actually interact with the other people on the podcast, or not the podcast, the Zoom call, and they get to like make friends through it as well.
The A Caring Place really helps to combat loneliness and like the physical and mental detriments that comes from that. And I think it's really great to help bring people together.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You can tell it is basically a community that we as the volunteers get to come in and watch just continue to grow. So we'll come in and everybody will know each other, all be having a great conversation, and we get to be part of that. We get to know all of them.
Yeah, so like initially I missed the first like Zoom call that everyone had done, but I was part of the last two. And when I joined, I was like a new face sort of, and everyone was so welcoming immediately. They were like, oh, hello. And before I could even ask a question, they wanted to know everything about me. So I kind of felt like I was at home. It wasn't like I'm walking into like a strange organization where I don't know anyone. They like, I just felt like I belonged immediately.
Yeah, definitely. Emphasis on community. So what are some ways in which A Caring Place can aid the issues that elderly populations face?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What are some ways in which A Caring Place aids the issues that elderly populations face? So their main issue with isolation.
From what I've noticed, old people are lonely. They're just lonely, and they're depressed, and they're hopeless, and they're just sad and pathetic. And to be honest with you,
oh my gosh.
Oh no. Unfortunately, that's just how they're looked at in society. That is not my personal feelings on them, but that is how we treat them. Like they're pathetic, like they're lonely, like they don't know how to do anything. But in all honesty, this Caring Place definitely changes the perspective on that. Like they're not looked at as these helpless, depressed old people. Instead, they're looked at as these people who can change stuff, who have hope still, can change stuff, can teach stuff, and I've learned a lot. And so the Caring Place has really, really helped. And they make these people not feel lonely. And so kudos to them for that.
Yeah, if I can real quick, like Courtney was saying, when we get on the Zoom, they don't seem sad or like depressed. They seem more energetic than us, honestly. Because personally, 10 a.m. on a Saturday is early for me. I like to sleep in, but yeah. I'm just getting out of bed, and they make me feel more energized. It's just the atmosphere in the Zoom call.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was possible, but it is.
Yeah, sure. And not only does it help with issues of loneliness with the old people and the elderly, but it helps them with their general health as well and their mental health. We are the first one, which not everybody can make, but the first one we learned about dental hygiene and how that's such an underlooked issue. Because when you think of health issues, you normally, especially in the elderly, you think of lung issues, heart issues, but just dental, we learned how that is such a great like signifier of the other issues and how it's so overlooked.
Definitely.
And because and it's the purpose of the organization is to help with the loneliness and to just help the elderly learn more and see what resources they have to better themselves.
I think it was also important that they are just covering, like, the very general stuff. Because a lot of the times, maybe elderly people, they overlook just, like, the minor things, like having poor dental hygiene or just overall, like, the hygiene of your body. So just the different health defects that it can lead to.
Sure, yeah. Very strong sense of community that I get this with this organization, for sure. They partner with a program called Uniper, which is a TV application program that helps with isolation in the elderly populations, and they can do exercise with others online. But yeah, just mostly with the community aspect of this service learning organization has changed our perspectives, I think, as a group.
I would say so.
Thank you guys for listening to A Caring Place podcast. We hope to see you next week. See y'all later.